company says the closure will cost 380 jobs. Last year, the company announced plans to close six other plants. It also blamed new emission standards from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Mercury is a neurotoxin known to cause brain damage, especially in young children. The agency is also drafting carbon pollution standards for existing power plants. Final regulations are expected to be in place by mid-2015.
Coal is not going away anytime in the foreseeable future, and the plants that do retire will be the dirtiest, least efficient ones. At the same time, consumers will be buying less electricity overall, so their average electric bills will go down.
A study by the Natural Resources Defense Council contradicts the argument by the coal industry that the new rules will damage the economy. Spokesperson Dan Lashoff says in 8 years, new regulations and the demand for new pollution control technology will add more than 200,000 jobs and trim nearly a dollar from the average homeowner's electricity bill.
210,000 jobs and a 90-cent per month reduction in average electricity bills is not going to solve our unemployment problems by itself, but it certainly undermines the predictions of economic calamity coming from the naysayers.
Terry Gardner with the nonprofit organization called the Small Business Majority says her group's polling shows more than half of small business owners support carbon regulations and two-thirds favor setting clean air rules for existing power plants.
More and more entrepreneurs and Main Street small businesses are seeing real-life effects from climate change. They want something done. They also see huge opportunities in the renewable energy arena.
Many economists expect coal-producing states like Ohio will see some pain, but they say it will be eased when power companies shift to using natural gas, including FirstEnergy and Columbus-based American Electric Power.